BTV would like to welcome Fiona Mullen, an economic expert from Sapienta in Cyprus. Good morning, Fiona.
But a lot of the blame in Cyprus has been actually put on the former president. Not only just generally in the public, the opinion polls have shown that they generally blame the former president for dragging his feet too long. They knew that they needed a bailout. From around March, they didn't ask for it until the end of June 2012.
Right.
And then, because presidential elections were coming and the outgoing president wasn't going to be re-standing, they essentially kicked the can down the road so that it would have to be signed by the incoming president. And the byproduct of that was that the situation in the banks got considerably worse, and so by the time it came to the bailout discussions, we all woke up with a shock on March the 16th to find out that the European Union wasn't going to give all the money. It wanted to take a big chunk of it, about $7 billion, from depositors, and so there is anger with the European Union in some senses, but it's also matched by anger with their own people, if you like.